RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, who kick off their season Sunday against the New York Giants. But tonight, to kick off the NFL season, we've got a battle, a rivalry inside of the NFC East, and we'll preview that right now as we go behind enemy lines on AWOD Radio.
All right, AWOD Army members, it's time to go on a mission, a secret mission. Behind enemy lines, we scout out the opponent, break down the competition with intel and reporting from the inside. How is the competition planning to stop the Washington Commanders' offense? As we go behind enemy lines.
All right, joining us right now, behind enemy lines, is Chris McPherson from the Eagles Digital Media. What's going on, Chris? Good to talk to you again.
So good to hear from you. So good to talk the start of the NFL season. So is tonight a pick your poison for you? Is it like either way, you know, as a Commanders fan, you guys feel like you win, or is it a loss? Like, how do you guys approach tonight's game?
You know what? I haven't really thought about that. Let me just spit off the top of my head here. Growing up, I hated Dallas more than anything in the world. I can't stand that stupid star on their helmet and the fact that they call themselves America's team. But in the last 10 years, my hate has turned to Philadelphia. It really has, man. And it's probably the fact that you guys get the upper hand on us, and given the most recent victory in the conference championship game, I don't really know who to root for. I just actually want this game to be close. What I've been saying all week long is, give me a reason to watch in the fourth quarter. And that might be if Dallas shows up, because I know Philly will.
Yeah, no question. I think the biggest thing here, when you're looking at what the Cowboys are going to do, and it really, to me, starts with that Cowboys defense without Micah Parsons. I mean, you've taken a generational talent who's had 12-plus sacks in each of his first 4 seasons, and who's the other name that you can pair that with? The late, the great Reggie White, the Eagles' all-time legend. Okay, so that's the type of company you're talking about there, and to let him go and to say, well, you're going to be okay, that's a huge component. I mean, we heard Jordan Mailata, the all-pro left tackle for the Eagles, breathe a sigh of relief when he found out he doesn't have the game plan for Parsons. And it's not that you have other guys that you don't focus on or that there isn't a pass rush coming, but is that elite a player? He's the type of guy that you had to know where he was lining up on each and every play because the Cowboys were so good at deploying him where he can match up on either edge. He could come up the middle. It's really going to be interesting to see what did the Cowboys scheme to try to create some kind of pass rush against Jalen Hurts and this Eagles offense tonight.
Chris, what are you expecting from Jalen Hurts this season? Is there any talk about what he's done this offseason to improve his game? I mean, he had a really good season last year, but I feel like he's at the point in his career where he needs to throw for more yards in a year.
To me, he wants to win. That's the biggest thing. And if it's with Saquon running, if it's with Jalen running, if it's him throwing, whatever it is, the biggest thing for him is he needs to continue what he did down the stretch, and he was so good at taking care of the football. Now, what we saw against the Commanders in the NFC Championship game and against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl is that he can throw to win when the defenses are stacking to take away Saquon from the offense. I think the Chiefs going into that Super Bowl were basically like, look, we don't care what Saquon does. He is not going to be the one to beat us. He's not going for 200 yards like he did against the Rams in the playoffs. He's not going for 60 yards on the second play from scrimmage like he did against the Commanders in the NFC Championship. It's going to have to be Jalen Hurts, and he proved that he was able to do that. To me, he's going to be taking more command of this offense because, once again, he's going in with a new play caller. Kevin Petullo has been Nick Sirianni's right-hand man since he arrived in 2021, but this is his first time calling plays in the NFL, first time in the coordinator role, and to me, it's going to be more about Jalen Hurts taking command of the offense and being another year entrenched as a quarterback in the NFL. And to me, the biggest difference from Jalen this offseason is he has that command, that confidence that comes with, I've gotten to the top. I've won the Super Bowl. I've been the MVP of the Super Bowl. Okay, I want more, but I know that I've done it. And he has that in his back pocket. And he just has that air about him all offseason that he has been, I feel, looser, more confident, and still laser focused. I mean, this is a guy that didn't want to wear the Super Bowl ring at the Super Bowl ring ceremony in July because he's trying to move on and focus on 2025. And that has kind of been the message throughout the entire team, is that it's been time to turn a page, that what was last year was last year. That team last year was phenomenal, one of the all-time greats, but it's a new season, and everybody is going to be coming to dethrone the champs, and they can't let anything slide going into this season.
Yeah, it feels like Jalen Hurts is an unbelievable self-motivator, right? He's still not over getting replaced at Alabama, still not over the first Super Bowl loss, wants to move past the first Super Bowl win and go for back-to-back. Chris McPherson with us here, C-Mac Eagles on social media, digital manager for the Eagles. So let me ask you this here. There's a lot of rookies, and Howie Roseman's done a great job once again in the draft. Jihad Campbell, and then we cover Virginia Tech, so APR, Antoine Powell-Ryland. What are you expecting from those two rookies tonight?
I'll start with Antoine Powell-Ryland. I mean, he's on the practice squad. He flashed in the last preseason game, but the Eagles have a lot of depth there at the edge rusher position, bringing in veterans, Azeez Ojulari, who's played in the NFC East, Joshua Uche, who had double-digit sacks a couple years ago with the Patriots. So they're pretty much set. So that's why he's going to kind of learn behind the scenes after his prolific career with the, I think he had 16 sacks last season at Virginia Tech. Now, Jihad Campbell, I'm telling you, this guy is going to be a monster from the start. He is most likely going to be lining up alongside Zach Bond at linebacker. He was the finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, the breakout player for the Eagles last season. And like Bond, Campbell has that versatility where he can drop into coverage, and he's fast, he's fluid, he's quick. But he's going to be someone that the Eagles can toy around with and move around and use as a chess piece on this defense. And most people would say a Vic Fangio defense, the esteemed defensive coordinator, that this would be, it would be hard to bring a rookie along in a scheme and ask him to be ready for week one. There's been no limitations. And everything that they've thrown at this kid, he's been able to handle so far. So I'm expecting him to be on the field from the start alongside Bond and to be ready to make an impact on this defense. And if he can, it really raises the floor of what the flexibility and the multiplicity of this defense is going to be when you have another chess piece like Bond was a year ago. It almost a facsimile there in Jahad Campbell. So the Eagles are very, very excited about this guy who they had as a top 10 talent in the draft class. And because of a shoulder injury and because of the value of the linebacker position, perhaps, he slipped to 31 and the Eagles were able to get him there.
It was a terrific season for the Eagles last year, capped off by the Super Bowl championship, and a great offseason, which they brought most of their very important pieces back. And in the last few weeks, it feels like the talk has heated up about Philadelphia going back-to-back like the Kansas City Chiefs did before losing to Philadelphia. What's going to hold the Eagles back? Be honest with us here. Give us a reason that Philadelphia will miss out on the playoffs or will lose a postseason game and not get back to playing in San Francisco for the Lombardi.
All right, the biggest, well, let's take away injuries, because that obviously off the top would be injuries. That would be the big thing. After that, you even look at the playoff games leading into the Super Bowl. You know, the Packers, very contested game, you know, came down to the wire, very, very close. The Eagles, you know, got the start with a great opening kickoff, and they were able to force a fumble. But the Packers were able to hold their own and made it a game in the fourth quarter. You look at the Rams a week later, and a lot of people talk about Saquon and the 200 yards, but how about Jalen Carter saving the season by pressuring Matthew Stafford on back-to-back plays at the end of the game, third down getting the sack, and fourth down forcing Stafford to throw the ball out of bounds while the Rams were driving with a chance to take the lead. So to me, and you can even look at the NFC Championship game, it was a 9-point game in the fourth quarter.
I know, and Eckler fumbled. Ah, oh, you have
exactly.
To remind me.
So my point is the NFL is just so razor thin close. And you look at the NFC, and the Lions are going to be poised to be back in the mix. The Commanders, certainly with Jaden Daniels going into his second season, are looking for a huge uptick with him and, you know, building off the momentum they had last season. You know, there's the Bucs, I think, are an underrated team, and that's been a big bugaboo for the Eagles in recent years. So there are plenty of teams. You can mention the Packers getting Micah Parsons, the Vikings, who are going to have a first-year quarterback with J.J. McCarthy, but, you know, we're one of the basically battling for the number one seed in the last week of the regular season a year ago. There are just so many good teams in the NFC. The margin is razor thin. It just may come down to a field goal here, a turnover there. That could be the difference. So to me, it's just going to be a very, very tight and exciting NFC. That would be the biggest thing to me that would stop the Eagles, because it's just so hard to repeat in the NFL, and that's why it's happened so infrequently in Super Bowl history.
And look, it's been an arms race this offseason. We talked about it with Washington making trades, LA's, you know, back in it with making impactful moves on the wide receivers that they've got. Detroit's exciting. So I totally get what you mean there in terms of around the NFC. But with Philadelphia, is there a weakness you think that could be exposed throughout the course of this season?
I mean, the biggest question, I think, if you talk to fans, okay, they want to see what happens at the second cornerback position. But Howie Roseman, look, you have Quinyon Mitchell, who had a fantastic rookie season, you know, is going to be a lockdown number one corner. You have Cooper DeJean, another finalist for Defensive Rookie of the Year, who's your premier slot player for the Eagles. Now, your second outside cornerback, all right, it's a bit of a mystery going into the season, but you have a Dory Jackson, who's played in the league for nine seasons, going into his ninth season. You have Ja'Cory Bennett, who had his best season with the Raiders a year ago and just doesn't fit what Pete Carroll wants from a size, speed standpoint from his cornerbacks, and just didn't fit the mold there. So the Eagles were able to get a trade. So the Eagles have options there. And then I would say edge rusher is a question mark, because you lost Josh Sweat. He was questionably could have been the Super Bowl MVP with his performance against the Chiefs. You lost longtime leader Brandon Graham, third in franchise history in sacks. So you take away those two players, you're looking at some young guys to step up. And I mentioned that there's depth there. There's some guys like Uche and Ojulari who are here on one-year deals. No one's really locked in stone. So if some of the guys, the biggest success story for the Eagles last season was bringing in the guys like in free agency, your Saquon Barkley, your Zach Bond, those guys who thrived and outperformed what they were brought in at.
Yeah.
If the Eagles don't get that type of production this season, that's where things may not reach a certain level like they did a year ago.
C-Mac, thanks so much, man. Always appreciate it.
definitely had fun, and it's going to be a good one tonight, Adam. So I guess it's a win-win situation for you guys. Not sure how you're going to look at it, but either way, it's great to get the season rolling.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. That's Chris McPherson from the Eagles Digital Network. I'm Adam Epstein on The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A1 Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your app set. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Anywhere you get your app set, it gives you the ability to pause, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And this is Richmond's home for the Commanders. It's time for the Commanders Corner here on A-Wide Radio. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. So we've got our open door policy. Phone lines are open right now. 833-804-0910. I ask you, Jaden Daniels, year two, sophomore slump or sophomore jump? How will Jaden Daniels follow up on what wasn't just a successful season, but a historic rookie season? Head coach Dan Quinn, he's confident and the young quarterback's approach to doing it the right way. Here's what Dan Quinn said at his press conference yesterday. Quote, "You guys have been around him enough to know that he has a rare focus about him, and the best players I've been around have had that throughout my years. And so I think he sees it as more of an opportunity to say, all right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to find ways to improve and get better. And so that's what I see throughout the offseason with him coming into the training room. But he just keeps this focus about him that is really rare, and the best of the best have that." And I know that Dan Quinn in the past has talked about Matt Ryan's focus, and around the league we've all talked about Tom Brady's focus, and Jaden Daniels not letting that rookie season success get to him like it did for others. I think the person that comes to mind most is Chase Young, who was awesome as a rookie and then was like, you know, I'm going to go on Family Feud and go make money and get the bag in the offseason instead of showing up to OTAs. Newsflash, that doesn't work, Chase Young. He's also, I think, questionable for this weekend with an injury. Of course, He's always injured.
He's in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
What a bad place to be.
I know. I don't feel bad at all. But I will miss his dad calling in angry to Grant and Danny. That was good radio.
One of the greatest.
So, Jaden Daniels, year two, jump or year two, slump? Give us a call, 833-804-0910. I think there are arguments that could be made for each case. We've talked about it this offseason. Washington seems to be a team that's the hot button to click in terms of regression, right? I got pissed at what was his name? Carrington Harrison, because he said the Commanders are going to regress most of any team in the NFL. And ESPN came out with their list of seven NFC teams that'll make the postseason, and they did not have the Washington Commanders.
Good Morning Football, I was seeing a lot of postseason without Washington,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's gotten me feeling some type of way.
I saw one had the Giants in, and not us.
I'm ready to go to war with anybody that's picking against Washington. I am very confident we will be a playoff team. I don't know what'll happen when we get there. It does take some luck when you get to the postseason, but I think we're going to get there. Now, the argument to be made for a sophomore slump starts with a tougher schedule. You could see regression because of that. Defense is having more film. And then the fact that he was nearly perfect, especially with five late game wins. Was that lucky, or will he replicate it? The case for the sophomore jump, Dan Quinn says he doesn't believe in a sophomore slump. In fact, he believes most NFL players make the biggest jump of their career in level of play from year one to year two. The game slows down, you get more comfortable and confident in the role that you are being asked to play. So what will happen for Jaden Daniels? Well, what has he been compared to? You know how obsessed I am with Jaden Daniels. He changed my life. Jaden Messiah made Sundays fun again for Adam Epstein and all the Commanders fans out there in the DMV and around the country. And it was after the Monday night victory over Cincinnati that got him on the national landscape. National headlines. He went toe-to-toe with Joe Burrow and out-dueled him. And it was after that victory that I first declared this guy, Washington's new franchise quarterback, is like the perfect combination of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying he's as good as Mahomes is right now or Lamar Jackson is right now, but he kind of had a better rookie season than both of them. So what did they do in year two, right? Combination of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson for Jaden Daniels. Sophomore slump or sophomore jump? What are you expecting? 833-804-0910. Patrick Mahomes' rookie season was 2017. In his sophomore slump season, Mahomes led the Chiefs to a 12-4 record, threw for 5,000 yards. Yeah, 5,000 yards. He's only done that twice in his career. One time was his second season. And 50 touchdowns. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. Oh, yeah, two more on the ground and 272 rushing yards throughout the season. He was AP first team. He was the offensive rookie of the year. And he was the league MVP. That's a pretty good sophomore slump. I'd call that a sophomore jump. Lamar Jackson, rookie season 2018. He only played seven games and went 6-1. But it was pretty clear that when he returned for his sophomore season, it was his team. And year two, Lamar Jackson played 15 games, led the Ravens to a 13-2 record, threw for just 3,127 passing yards, but rushed for 1,200 yards, rushed for seven touchdowns, threw for 36, a combined 43 touchdowns, AP first team all NFL offense, and league MVP. League MVP. Year two for Mahomes, year two, Lamar Jackson. In 17 games last year, Jaden Daniels completed 69% of his passes, threw for 3,500 yards, 25 touchdowns, and also ran for six scores and 891 yards. Dan Quinn told the media, quote, Jaden Daniels, he just doesn't get too far out over his skis, and I think that's one thing I really admire about him. What are you expecting from Jaden Daniels in year two? I'm expecting, if he gets off to a good start, for there to be quite a lot of MVP chatter. Most valuable player could be Jaden Daniels this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on The Fan. New Sports Radio, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the Odyssey app. It's Thursday, September 4th, the day you've been waiting for. The kickoff to the 2025 NFL season. Tonight on NBC, Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington will not face off against Philly until late December, and will get their first tilt with Dallas Week 7. Joining us right now to talk all things Commanders, though, on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy David Harrison. What's going on, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Any takeaways from practice today you'd like to share?
Yeah, they look really healthy. Everybody you expect to be out there is out there. Obviously, like Sam Cosmi on the pup isn't, you know, he's doing his thing, but he's not there with the guys. But, you know, padded practice. Noah Brown was out there again today. We'll see. You know, he was limited yesterday. We'll see how much he was able to do today. But Zach Ertz back after a rest day. So, you know, I think might be a pretty healthy group going into the weekend.
Love to hear that. David Harrison covers the Commanders, host of Locked On Commanders, and a digital beat reporter for the Commanders and WUSA9. Let's start with the running backs. I think that's the question that everybody's wondering. Who will be lined up next to Jane Daniels week one? When the depth chart came out, looked like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt was fourth, but I'm not sure that that's going to be the way it'll play out on Sunday. What are you expecting? Will all four be active? Your thoughts on the running back room?
Yeah, that is a really big question, right? I think the only thing you can necessarily take to the bank, I think, is Austin Ekeler and Jeremy McNichols will be active. Whether or not Chris Rodriguez Jr. and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt are both active, I think is a big question. And I don't think that if only one of them is active, that it necessarily matters who is listed as third, who's listed as fourth on the depth chart. I think a lot of it comes down to matchups. And what do you know, if you're the Commanders, you're saying, what do we need to beat the New York Giants? And if they feel like Chris Rodriguez Jr. From an offensive and even, you know, maybe a special teams component, give them a better shot of being successful against that New York Giants front, then it'll be, you know, Chris. If they think that Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt provides that boost that they need on offense against the Giants, then, you know, they'll go with Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. So I wouldn't put too much stock in the three or the four, but I think Austin Ekeler, Jeremy McNichols, as long as they're both healthy, which as of right now they are, both those guys will be active. And I feel like you're probably going to have three backs active. It's just kind of hard. You look at the list. You know, they've got to have guys inactive on game day, and you start going through on like who might be inactive, and it seems hard to keep four backs active on the game day active roster. So I feel like one of those guys is going to be inactive, but I couldn't tell you which one. You know, to put in your fantasy lineup right now.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. The other thing that stood out to me with the depth chart was Deebo Samuel, kick returner number one. Did that catch you off guard? Is that something you saw throughout training camp? Is that something you saw today? What are you expecting on Sunday?
Yeah, we didn't see any kickoff returns in practice today, but, you know, Debo's been back there with Austin Ekeler a lot returning kickoff, so it wasn't really that big of a surprise to see Deebo listed there on the depth chart. And you know, we saw it last year, right? Austin Ekeler was an all-pro caliber kick returner, and you know, these guys are willing to put talented players in positions to make talented plays. And if Deebo is the best guy to go back there, then so be it. I kind of feel like you're probably going to have Luke McCaffrey, you know, with the running back situation. If Austin is, you know, going to be that lead back, you know, in the sense that he's, you know, the one guy that's going to get the most consistent workload, then I think, you know, Deebo and Luke as a tandem back there is certainly possible. But I wasn't necessarily surprised to see Deebo back there enough.
We're all looking forward to this game Sunday, and you know, when you're trying to build off the success from last year, you got to win your home games, and I feel like you got to win against a team that struggled to win at all last year, and you beat them twice. So I know this feels like a statement game, and you know, Dan Quinn, it was interesting yesterday, he kept talking about the term identity and how that's not built overnight, and it takes time. And then I thought it was funny when Jane Daniels was asked about the identity, he said, whatever Dan Quinn said. What do you think they want this identity to be starting week one against the Giants?
Yeah, aggressive and electric, right? Like, I think that's explosive. Like, that's probably the best way you can describe it. And I think the best way to look at it is, like, you know, we all have families, right? And in your family kind of has a dynamic, and you know, everybody's a little bit different in the family, but for the most part, you know, loud families, pretty much everybody's loud. Quiet families, pretty much everybody's quiet, right? I think that's kind of how you gotta look at the Commanders. Like every year is a new member of the family. But this family is an aggressive one, an explosive one, and one that, you know, wants to get after it. And I think every year it's going to look just a little bit different because of, you know, roster shifts and all that stuff. But I think ultimately that's going to be the overarching, you know, DNA, so to speak, of every Commander's, you know, team.
So on Sunday, when we get the inactive list and the latest with the injury report and all that, so we'll have our eyes on running back and Jacory Kroski-Merritt or Chris Rodriguez. Any other positions or players we should have our eye on for Sunday's report?
Yeah, I think linebacker. You know, there's a lot of linebackers on this roster, obviously. So I think, you know, one or two inactives for game day coming from that group would not be a surprise. There's a lot of safeties, but, you know, safeties also bring a lot of special teams contributions. So I think, you know, you can probably see all those. Running backs can also do that, too. Tight ends, Colson Yankoff is a big special teams guy as well, you know. So there's a lot of guys who provide value to special teams, but they also, you know, either provide value offense or defense, or they're limited. Cornerback, you know, I think that, yeah, not so much, it's not so much hanging over everybody, but, you know, the reports that, you know, the Commanders are looking to potentially trade Noah Igbinoghene there towards a 53-man roster cut-down deadline kind of, you know, stands out. So, you know, is he going to be a guy that maybe is game day inactive in favor of maybe keeping all the safeties, things like that? So there's certainly a lot to look at. I think the only thing you can probably promise is you're not going to have any inactive receivers from the 53-man roster, because that would be wild outside of an injury. You might actually have a practice squad call-up to add a sixth receiver for game day.
Yeah, no, that's a great point there. It's certainly something we'll be keeping our eye on, because outside of wide receiver 1, 2, and I guess the excitement of Jalen Lane, it's just not many guys that the fan base is really familiar with or guys that have stepped up. We were all, you know, David, you tell me this. Like, I was watching every preseason game hoping that Luke McCaffrey would pop, and it just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in the preseason games, it didn't happen as much as it did in practice, right? And I had a lot of fans talking to me during the course of the preseason, and they're like, man, you keep doing these episodes, you're talking about, oh, Luke McCaffrey had, you know, 4 catches, 2 touchdowns. He was open on this route, open on that route. But then you get to the preseason game and you just don't see it. And, you know, it's hard to explain fully outside of the fact that, you know, in practice, we're seeing more of the offense that you're going to see in the regular season than you are in preseason. So that could be taken as a grain of confidence that you'll see more of that once the regular season comes. And the other part of it, too, is a lot of those good practices for Luke, he was catching passes from Jaden Daniels. And Jaden Daniels is the quarterback he's going to be catching passes from in the regular season. But in the preseason, it was usually, you know, Sam Hartman or Josh Johnson. And
yeah.
So, you know, there's a dynamic there as well, and chemistry and all that stuff. So, you know, I think that people, yeah, especially coming out of the OTA period, you know, we in the media talked Luke McCaffrey up a lot, and it was deserved. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was deserved. And certainly we saw some of those good days in training camp, not every day, but certainly some good days. The coaching staff, you know, came out and said what they said as well. So that all kind of helped fuel the fire. But I think that it's important to remember this is, you know, the last third round pick of the year or of the draft in 2024. So, you know, what is a realistic expectation for him in year two? That's important, because I feel like expectations from a lot of people outside of the building were a little too high last year as it was, and perhaps holding on to some of those expectations this year. But that being said, you know, I'm not gonna judge his second season until we at least, you know, make it to November.
Yeah, no, great point. Hopefully he can be a surprise X factor, but in terms of the wide receivers, we need a great season from Terry McLaurin. And scary Terry's back, yeah. And now he's under contract. And, you know, David, you tell me your thoughts, but I felt like there was a ticking time bomb. They had to get something done. They had the whole thing where Cliff says, we got to get our guys to touch grass. And then, like, the next day he was, you know, watching. And the way it worked out in timing-wise, I think he did have enough time to get up to game speed. Like, I'm not worried that Terry McLaurin will have rust on Sunday.
Yeah, I was never worried about Terry McLaurin from a, you know, a physical functional standpoint. You know what I mean? That was never really the concern. If there was a concern, it was just having time to get back on the same page and just get live reps in and get some live throws downfield at full speed and in pads and all that stuff, right? Because that's the chemistry between a receiver and a quarterback is obviously incredibly important. But you know, the positives and the confidence that you can draw from what we saw in camp is, you know, every other player that came back from last year, that chemistry with Jaden Daniels picked up right where it left off. I mean, Zach Ertz, Luke McCaffrey, Noah Brown, you know, until he got hurt in the mandatory minicamp, like all of these guys, there was no build up, there was no break the rust moments. It was all smooth. So you're just kind of sitting there hoping that Terry wouldn't be the outlier in that trend, that he would just follow along in that trend, right? And unfortunately, his first day of practice is also the first day we only got to see up to the individual portions of practice. So I haven't been able to see Terry in any team drills. But Dan Quinn, you know, kind of diagrammed a play for us after his first practice where, you know, Jaden, you know, play action, deep ball, hit Terry in stride, looked like they just, you know, came out of last season. Cliff Kingsbury told us today that, you know, Terry and Jaden are locked up, like they never quit, like they never left, you know what I mean? So all of that is certainly encouraging. And yeah, Terry's been in this league for a long time. He knows where his body needs to be ready for game week. So I'm confident that Terry McLaurin is going to be able to be, you know, he's going to be able to be the same old number 17 you've seen in Northwest Stadium this weekend.
David, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. Game day coming up next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Happy football season. It's back. It's finally here. Game tonight. You're listening to the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. High school football. Gary Hass, Gary Criswell will be on the call tomorrow night. Maury against Verina. College football, we're proud to be the home of the Hokies. And for the NFL, we rep the Commanders. And the season starts tonight with Philadelphia against the Dallas Cowboys. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now, Stubb, we did this segment last year. It's time for NFL Hits here on AWOD Radio, but I have a specific segment I want to do. Let's hit the sounder.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, so we did this segment last year, Stubb. It ended up being a complete waste of time and a waste of money. But you know what? I'm bringing it back.
Oh.
NFL season predictions, division champs.
Oh, yeah.
All right? I'm going to go in together with us here. I'll put like a dollar on the line.
Right.
And we can split the profit, all right?
Okay.
But we have to agree with each other.
Okay.
AFC East.
Okay, this is maybe the easiest
Buffalo
one.
Buffalo, Patriots, Miami Jets. We're going Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, we're going Buffalo.
Yeah. That's minus 270. It's not going to make us much money, but I'm not hating. AFC North, Baltimore, Bengals, Steelers, Browns. I'm not picking Cincinnati. I'll tell you that right
now. Yeah. Oh, and we're not picking Cleveland.
Yeah.
And you know I'm against Pittsburgh here. I'm pretty in favor of Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think Cincinnati will finish second.
I'm fine with picking a couple favorites because it is an eight-leg parlay.
It's an eight-leg parlay.
And we didn't do very well last year.
No.
AFC South, Texans, Jags, Colts, Titans.
It's hard not to pick the favorite here.
So we're just picking favorite stuff.
Look, here's...
Convince me, come on.
I'm not at a hot take place yet. We're not believing in year one Cam Ward in Tennessee.
Yeah, no.
We're not believing in the Colts, led by Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson.
And I can't make the same mistake twice picking Jacksonville
right?
again.
I know we have Travis Hunter and BTJ, but is Trevor Lawrence that guy? We have no reason to believe that. Is Liam Cohen going to get him there? I committed to CJ Stroud. I just
sophomore
don't...
slump? Junior jump. Let's go Texans. AFC West. Do we even debate this? Do the Broncos have a chance, or is it Chiefs again? Are we going with all favorites stuff
in the AFC? I mean, my best pick would be Cincy if we're gonna do a quote upset.
Uh-huh.
I just don't. There's no other team. I think.
All right, let's lock in Kansas City
okay.
and move over to the NFC. NFC East. We can't pick Philadelphia because of the trend. Unless you're trying to convince me here that they're going to go back-to-back.
I want to put the Commanders here.
Okay. Now I'm liking this bet a lot.
Right.
This is juicy. Plus 220 on the Commanders. All right. NFC North.
I might...
Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears.
I might lean Pack here.
Really? I want to go Lions. What? Talk to me more
we
about
got
the
Micah
Packers.
Parsons.
Everyone's making that such a big deal.
It is a big
deal. You also
deal.
Lost Frank Clark.
It is a big deal.
You also, I don't trust Jordan Love.
I do.
To win that division.
I like Jordan Love. I mean, there are experts saying he's MVP caliber. I don't know about that. They drafted a receiver in the first round for the first time.
What
I
about
think,
all the talk that Matt LaFleur is such a great coach? I think Dan Campbell's better.
I think Matt LaFleur is a better game
so
planner.
You know
I think
that
Dan Campbell's
do you know
a
who
leader.
The betting favorite is on the NFC North?
I'd imagine it's the Lions.
It's the Packers.
It is the Packers.
The Micah trade, man.
Wow.
So are we sticking with the favorites here? You're not doing a good job of convincing me to pick the Packers. I'd rather pick Minnesota.
Oh, you would not. After how much you've talked down on them this season, you would not rather pick Minnesota.
No, but I just... I don't think Green Bay wins this division.
I'll go Lions with you.
Okay.
I'm not that sold.
I mean, look, I'll give you a dollar if they lose the division. NFC South, Bucks, Falcons, Panthers, Saints.
I know who it's not.
So my hot take has been the Falcons, but...
And my hot take has been the Panthers.
Really?
I do believe in Bryce Young. I think they're getting a little bit sneaky better.
Should we just not pick either of those teams then?
And just pick the Bucks?
Yeah.
I mean... It's not a bad choice.
You really want the Panthers. Division champs,
there's
dude.
There's going to be a crazy... It's one of the easiest divisions to do it.
Yeah. All right.
You're going to pick them?
I'll pick them.
All right. We got to get one like crazy one in there.
NFC West, 49ers, Rams, Cardinals, Seahawks.
This is a hard one. Probably Rams.
I'm going Rams, too.
Okay.
All right. Let's lock it in. It is $1 to win... $380. Dude, last year it was like $10,000 because we were picking
upsets.
You
put in five.
Oh, did I?
You put in $5. Maybe
but
even
still,
$10.
Times this by five, it's not $10,000.
No, it's not.
The app is looking at us like, you losers. You're picking nothing but favorites.
We pick Carolina.
All right, I'm locking it in. Locked it in right now. Let's move over to playoff teams, all right?
Okay.
We already picked our divisional winners.
So
let's go to the NFC... Wild card teams.
So Philly, yeah.
Yep.
And then...
We picked Detroit, so let's go Green Bay.
Green Bay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then who's our... Is it one of the South
I would probably say Tampa, but like... It could be the Cardinals, the Rams, the 49ers. I don't think it's Dallas or New York.
I think...
Minnesota? Chicago?
I'm willing to do Atlanta here.
All right, I'm cool
with
that.
You like that? Okay.
Yeah, Atlanta. All right, AFC.
I think Cincy makes it this year.
Yeah,
I really
I'll take
do.
That.
That could be a
Can you give me Pittsburgh?
I will give you Pittsburgh.
Thank you! Thank you! Come again! It's like the bandwagon. People want to get on. I've been riding with Aaron Rodgers since he did ayahuasca. No, I'm just kidding.
And then
some reason, I think it's going to work out this year. It's more not Aaron Rodgers' belief. It's Tomlin only wins 9 or more games.
Look, they got a better receiver. One, that defense is really good. I could see this being a step forward if Aaron Rodgers doesn't completely explode. I just think he might.
All right, third playoff team, Chargers or Broncos, I think are best options.
I do, too. I've been sneaky. You know I keep talking about the Patriots, though.
Yeah, but come on. Playoffs? Playoffs?
Give me a 10-7 seed from the Patriots.
So do you want to put a bet? Because I would go Chargers over Patriots. I'll lock that in right now.
I would, too. On my end. Patriots over Chargers.
All right.
All right.
You want to put a bagel sandwich on the line again?
Yeah, we can do that.
Double or nothing. Yeah. All right. So those are our playoff teams, Super Bowl predictions. Now, I will say, ESPN has a wild prediction in my mind, because I'm not really a fan of this team. Chiefs win 24-17 over the Green Bay Packers. I don't think the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl. This is a year that I would pick Baltimore, Buffalo, or a sneaky wild card team.
I think I'm still 40% Chiefs, 50% split Buffalo and Baltimore.
Okay.
And then 10%. I don't know.
All right, here's what I'm thinking. Rest. The last time the Baltimore Ravens made the Super Bowl, it was the Harbaugh Bowl. Baltimore against the other Harbaugh, who's the head coach of San Francisco. Well, where's the Super Bowl this year? It's in San Francisco. I'm going to say Baltimore against Washington.
Oh,
That's a prediction right here.
It's the fun bet. I would love that.
You know what? I'll give Baltimore the win. I don't even care. Just put us in it, baby.
You're going to care when it's game day.
I
love Baltimore. I'm an O's fan. I love Lamar Jackson. I'd be so happy to see that. I think it's a good bet.
Yeah. All right. Bold prediction for the 2025 NFL season that kicks off tonight. Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys. Bold predictions. Well, but
I'm going to say record-breaking mid-season head coach fires.
Ooh. Like, I wonder what the record is.
I wonder mid-season. What it is, too. But like,
probably like 3 or 4.
I'm going to say like 4 or 5 fired mid-season.
I like where you're going with that, because I do think a lot of coaches are going to get fired. It's going to be fun doing our Hadeen Mercer.
It is, yeah.
Coach's hot seat.
I think there's a lot of hot seats this time.
I think you start with Zach Taylor, Brian Daboll.
Brian
right,
Schottenheimer.
You think Schottenheimer already?
Mid-season.
You're putting Schottenheimer on the hot seat?
No, I mean, I think he's a get through the year and then get rid of him.
Yeah.
Who's Colts? Is that Steichen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
definitely.
On a,
yeah. Yeah. Dude, I think there's like a chance McDaniel's in Miami.
Super.
And
right?
Even
it's super possible.
Kyle Shanahan.
That's
they,
my hot take.
If they screw up, my bold prediction is Jane Daniels MVP. I'll lock that in. You've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye, drive you home. They're coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.